Now back to our conversation about the banking system, and it's worth noting that it's been about 5 years since that system nearly collapsed. One bank actually did. Lehman Brothers was allowed to fail. It wasn't saved by the government. It wasn't swallowed up by a competitor. It just died. And it died as a result of bad mortgages that weighed down its balance sheet. Well, Bhavin Patel was working at Lehman Brothers in 2008, but when I spoke with him last month, he wasn't wearing a three-piece suit and he wasn't in a Wall Street tower. He was wearing scrubs in the trauma unit of Cook County Hospital in Chicago. So we're walking past the trauma ICU right now.
Yeah, this is where the most the sickest patients here at the hospital go. They're usually coming from surgery or on their way to surgery for their injuries.
What's the craziest thing you've seen since you've been here at the hospital?
Craziest thing was the other night on trauma trauma call. There was a multiple gunshot wound victim that came in. He had multiple gunshot wounds to his abdomen, lower extremities, and his head. And being a medical student, I'd never seen that before.
Do you get lost in here?
Still getting lost. I find myself finding a new door, a new pathway every day.
Bhavin Patel is a resident in the trauma unit. He's at the hospital every day now after a long journey that started on Wall Street.
In January 2008, I was on the mortgage analytics desk for the mortgage trading department of Lehman Brothers in New York.
And what were you doing?
So on a day-to-day basis, I was helping analyze pools of mortgage loans that would come in that we were going to be bidding on in order to package and securitize into bonds that would be traded on the open market.
That sounds kind of familiar to me.
I think a lot of people have become familiar with that aspect of finance in the last few years.
I mean, that was the one that was, many people say, responsible for a lot of the problems that we had.
That's definitely one way of looking at it. There was, there's a lot of factors, but I would say mortgage-backed securities was kind of the tipping point of the start of the problems in the U.S. economy.
There are a lot of people that go into that profession who do it just because they want to make as much money as possible. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that is their driving motivation. Was that what it was for you?
I'm not going to lie and say that wasn't a factor in my decision, but... coming out of college, it was kind of just, what's the best job I can get, kind of narrow it down to a sector or an industry that I want to work in, and then take it from there. You know, for me, I don't think it's easy for me to tell you right out of college that I would be doing this job for the rest of my life. So it's kind of more a trial and error, and so that's where I took it.
So then along comes a day later in 2008 when you get laid off from Lehman Brothers.
That's correct. I was laid off from Lehman in March of 2008.
Do you remember the day?
I do remember the day. Came in, got my breakfast as usual, came back to my desk, and there's on our phones, when you have a voicemail, there's a little red light on the phone. And we had known that layoffs were coming. You kind of knew, it was kind of talked about amongst my peers and colleagues that, if you came back and there was like a red voicemail in the morning that, you had to go talk to someone about something.
So you did?
Yeah, so, I went and talked with my manager, and, it was just, it was more of a business decision. Our group was a little heavy, needed to trim the fat. I had been at Lehman for about 5.5 years, and so, I understood the decision. Cutbacks needed to be made. It was kind of a shock at first, but, you need to move on after that.
And this is just 6 months before the entire bank goes under, but you get laid off.
That's true. I mean, I didn't know this at the time, but 6 months is accurate.
So then it didn't take you any time at all after you were laid off to decide it's time to start getting into med school.
I started medical school in September 2008.
September 2008.
Yeah. So it took me getting laid off in March to September 2008 to pull the trigger on it.
Just as your former bank was going under.
Yes, I remember I was in anatomy lab, and somebody came in and said, Lehman Brothers collapsed. And I remember just remaining silent because I don't think anyone would have understood the impact of that.
So now here you are, 5 years later, almost, at the Cook County Hospital.
Yep, I'm just starting my trauma rotation here. I'm a fourth year elective student here. You know, it's quite a journey, but, you know, there's definitely a lot more to do.
And if people are hearing you sound a little bit tired right now, you have been here since 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, it's definitely, you're definitely on your feet, but all the time, but, you know, there's times where it catches up with you.
So what's the difference? I mean, in terms of, obviously you're not doing anything like what you were doing at Lehman, but what's the difference in terms of your day and in terms of your fulfillment and in terms of what you want to get out of this?
There's a lot more of an emotional side in medicine where, you know, you can relate to the patient, you can relate to some of the experiences they're going to. You can also, I'm also in awe of, the decision-making capabilities of, you know, my superiors, my residents, my attendings who are here day in, day out, who are making life-saving decisions.
Well, how is that different from the decisions that are being made on a daily basis at a big Wall Street firm, for example? I mean, you can have people that are making decisions that might cost the firm $100 million.
I can say that what I did, you know, greatly impacted the life or lifestyle of another human being directly. Whereas, you know, working in finance, you know, you can work extra hard, you can work, you know, get your work done early and possible as possible, and kind of the end result is maybe a higher P&L level and, you know, more money in somebody's pocket, you know, which is fine for some people and it's totally all and well, but I think for me to get some satisfaction at the end of the day, you kind of get this immediate satisfaction when you're looking a patient in the eye, or you're helping them with, you know, helping them adjust their bed settings or helping them get comfortable in any way, where I can sleep well at night knowing that in some way or fashion I made their life a little bit better today.
What's been the biggest impact of a day since you've been in the medical profession?
It was actually in my OBGYN rotation. You know, when I decided to make a switch to medicine, or, you know, when I was growing up thinking about what it would be like to be a doctor, the first thing that kind of stands out is, you know, doctors at some point or another in their medical training have delivered a baby. And so in my OBGYN rotation, I was able to be a first assist on a delivery of a new baby. And, you know, that kind of solidified it in my mind that, you know, hey, I'm here, doing medicine, trying to help the physicians and, you know, as much as possible. And that kind of, you know, solidified it that, you know, I'm really on my ways to becoming a physician.
Have you ever had a day that you've thought to yourself, I wish I were back on that trading floor?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely a couple days when med school finals come around, and, you know, especially around the Christmas semester, and it's right around the time when big bank holiday parties are, so it's definitely a couple days where I was locked in the library for, you know, 12, 14 hours, whereas years prior, I was probably out, you know, having a nice steak and whatnot.
Well, Bhavin Patel, soon to be, I guess, Dr. Bhavin Patel, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. I appreciate the opportunity.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry, online at brilliantearth.com. And the Cancer Center at Beth Israel Deaconess, where researchers are working to discover new ways of diagnosing and treating a variety of cancers. BIDMC.org/cancercenter.